Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. And Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are these microchip credit cards working out? It's been a year, huh?
It's been a year, and it's actually pretty amazing. These EMV cards, EMV stands for EuroPay, MasterCard, and Visa. These are the cards with the chip and pen. No small change to change over 6 billion cards in the United States alone. 6 billion.
And they changed 6 billion?
And six, almost.
No.
It's not, we're not at 100%, and I can give you some more statistics around that. The process was a bit slow at some points because there was a shortage of the microchips that go in the cards that happened late last year. But MasterCard says that they've switched over 88% of their cards by the end of July. And companies like Visa said they have similar switchover rates. So we're not at 100%, but a large majority of the cards have been changed from the magnetic strip that we're all so used to, that's so prone to fraud, to this new chip and pen.
Okay. Okay. And when there's a fraudulent charge, who pays?
Well, that depends on if they have the chip reader or not. So as of last year, the rules said that if you have not converted to the new chip reader, you, the retailer, are responsible for the fraud.
Oh.
Before that, the card company was responsible for the fraud.
Right.
And that's a big deal. So now, you know, the retailer is responsible, which is why it's put a lot of pressure on retailers to change over these cards, because they have shown that when the cards are changed over, when the retailers are changed over and they can read the chip and pen card versus the magnetic card, the counterfeit fraud has gone down a lot. So they're saying almost a quarter from its peak in 2014, so down 25% from its peak in 2014.
So the chip reader costs the retailer money.
It does cost the retailer money, which is why only 44% of merchants have these new terminals.
On average, what would you say is the cost?
I think it's about $1,000 a terminal.
Per terminal.
Per terminal?
Yeah, prior research. So it's not insignificant.
And if you don't get the chip reader and there's a fraudulent charge on the card, the retailer has to pay.
It costs you there, too.
That's exactly right. So they say 44% of merchants have the terminals. However, only 29% are actually able to accept the chip card. So a lot of the merchants still have much, much work to do.
Especially small businesses, huh?
Exactly. And that's the point. That's where you're not seeing them. So think if you're a dry cleaner, you know, the local corner dry cleaner, you may have not made this investment yet. Now, they're also saying those kind of stores typically don't see a tremendous amount of fraud, so maybe they're not feeling the same amount of pressure as a big merchant would feel, but, you know, that they're destined to have to make this investment. I mean, where the train has left the station.
Mm.
And the fact is, they said that merchants that completed the transition to chip card terminals saw almost 50% less counterfeit fraud. So that's pretty significant for the merchant, that the fraud is down that significantly. And just think of this. We haven't even fully integrated this. It's called chip and pen. And so far, all we've done in America is the chip part. The most secure process is where you also put in a PIN number to complete your transaction, which is what the case in most of Europe. So right now, we just have chip and signature. We don't even have the
chip
and
pen. But Europe has chip and pen.
That's right. So that means that if you are using a lost or stolen card at a terminal, unless the merchant checks your ID, they could still take a fraudulent card because all they need is a signature. And it's also a big hole when you talk about online purchases.
Hmm.
So we haven't fully integrated yet. This has been a stepped process, but
And how long have they been doing this in Europe?
For years.
They've been way ahead of us in Europe. So it's been years in Europe versus here.
And not just Europe, it's
yeah, the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays. Melody Hobson. All right, Melody.
Thanks.
Thank you.